Hi, everyone, and welcome into the Saints Fantasy Forecast presented by Campbell Soup. For NewOrleansSaints.com, I'm Jen Hale. Sunday, the Saints took on the surging Detroit Lions, led by MVP candidate Matt Stafford, who was the seventh most valuable fantasy player last week with 23 points. Golden Tate, one of Stafford's favorite targets, meanwhile, is the number one receiver in Week 13 with 20 points. In Sunday's battle, the black and gold D's front seven stood firm, and wide receiver Brandon Cooks got some mojo back. Cooks is your Madden NFL 17 Player of the Week. He had seven receptions for 73 yards, including this 39-yarder that had the dome on its feet. Cooks ends the day with seven fantasy points. Fullback John Kuhn powered his way into the end zone for the Saints' lone touchdown on the day. The Saints used seven plays to drive the ball 75 yards. Then Kuhn does what he does best, gaining that crucial last yard for this TD score and 7 points for fantasy owners. Meanwhile, Drew Brees wraps up this one with 326 yards, completing 31 out of 44 attempts. Three interceptions cost him, though. Drew earned 7 points on the week. On the season, he's tied with Aaron Rodgers as the number one fantasy quarterback with a total of 248 points. Colby Fleener certainly worked on Sunday. The big tight end came down with 5 receptions for 86 yards, a top 10 tight end for week 13. Fleener finishes the week with 8 points. Meanwhile, Michael Thomas caught 4 passes for 42 yards and 4 points. This week, the Saints traveled down to Florida to take on division rival the Tampa Bay Bucks, led by Jameis Winston, who is a top 15 fantasy quarterback with 186 points on the season. The Bucks are now tied with the Falcons for control of the NFC South. Let's check in with the analyst at the Fantasy Sports Network for your best options in this clash. Hi, guys.
Welcome inside the Fantasy Sports Network studio. I'm Ashley Docking with your Week 14 Saints Fantasy Outlook. Now, the Saints head to Tampa for an important divisional matchup as they look to keep their playoff hopes alive. Leading the way, Drew Brees. He's the second highest scoring quarterback this year, and I expect him to get back to his multiple touchdown ways to go along with his traditional 300-plus yard games in this one. While the Bucs head into Sunday having won their last four, they do allow 17.4 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Derek Carr and Matt Ryan both threw for 4 touchdowns each in Week 8 and 9. And Brees' arm and offensive potential is definitely in that same class. Oh, and let's not forget, Tampa also started the season allowing 9 passing touchdowns in their first 4 games. When you upgrade your quarterback based on the matchup, you have to up the projections for their offensive weapons as well. This makes Brandon Cooks and Michael Thomas must start. And go ahead and throw Willie Snead in as a valuable wide receiver 3 as well, because this past week was the 6th time Tampa Bay allowed 2 or more receiver touchdowns. It was also the 7th time opponents have scored over 20 fantasy points at the receiver position. A bright forecast for the Saints' ground game as well this week. The Bucs have only held one team to under 11 fantasy points at the running back position. And last week, the Chargers were the 7th team this season to top 100 rushing yards against Tampa Bay. So, Mark Ingram is in the fringe running back 1 conversation with this matchup, and Tim Hightower has deep league flex appeal. Lastly, I can certainly give credit where it's due. The Bucs limited Antonio Gates and Hunter Henry to 51 yards combined last week, but that was only the 2nd time in their last 5 where the opposing tight end didn't have at least 78 yards or a touchdown. So, just like Brees not finding the end zone last week, Kobe Fleener not having a good day on the field would be considered an anomaly this week. Consider, too, that Josh Hill is out, so Fleener's workload will bolster his value. Good luck in your fantasy playoffs, folks, and that's it from the Fantasy Sports Network studio. I'm Ashley Docking. Here's more with Jen Hale.
Thanks, guys. Great info there. So if you're looking at fantasy options in a Bucs uniform this week, Mike Evans is the number one fantasy wide receiver on the season, trumping both Antonio Brown and Julio Jones with 159 points. Keep an eye on Tampa Bay's backfield as well. The Bucs, true, they're a pass-heavy team. However, running backs Doug Martin and Jaquizz Rodgers have been plagued by injury and are looking to make up for lost time. Cameron Brate is also a top 10 tight end on the season with 68 points. That is a look at your Saints Fantasy Forecast presented by Campbell Soup. Don't forget, this game is moved to the late afternoon spot on the NFL on Fox. Kickoff 3:25 from Tampa.